A 6-year-old girl is dead. Not from a freak accident. Not from some obscure disease. From measles. The disease that was declared eliminated in the United States in 2000. The one we have a 97% effective vaccine for. That measles. And how did her parents respond? They went on a propaganda live stream with Children's Health Defense, the anti-vaccine mouthpiece founded by none other than RFK Jr., now the sitting Secretary of Health and Human Services, and told the world they still don't believe in vaccines. They believe their daughter's death was God's will. That the answer to measles is more prayer, more essential oils, and fewer vaccines. 14, 15, 17, 20. This isn't tragic. This is homicidal stupidity. Weaponized delusion. The Texas measles death. The outbreak started in the Mennonite community of Gaines County, Texas. As of March 21, over 300 cases of measles have been confirmed in the region, including one confirmed child death and multiple hospitalizations, 13, 21. The victim was a 6-year-old girl. Unvaccinated, she developed pneumonia as a complication of measles, went on a ventilator, and died, 14, 19. This should have been a wake-up call. Instead, it became a recruiting tool for the anti-vax movement. The parents appeared on camera, interviewed by Polly Tommy of CHD, and urged viewers not to get the MMR vaccine. This, while still mourning the loss of their daughter, 14, 15, 18. They called measles, God's will. They claimed their daughter was healthy before she died, as if that's a medical argument. They refused to take even a shred of responsibility, 17, 19, 20. Their story is now being promoted on social media by anti-vaxxers as proof that vaccines are unnecessary, even in the face of a literal corpse, 14, 18. You can't make this shit up. The cult of holistic wellness. I've seen this madness firsthand. My cousin's wife went from posting Pinterest recipes to full-blown vaccine denial in the span of 2 years. It started with avoiding parabens. Then it was fluoride. Then she joined Arbonne, selling overpriced, under-regulated, detox powders and calling herself a wellness coach. Now she drinks raw milk, slathers cow tallow on her face, and thinks seed oils are a CIA plot. She believes sunscreen causes cancer, but her $120 pyramid scheme skincare products don't. She avoids vaccines but injects herself with injectable peptides she buys from TikTok influencers. She says she researched it. That means she watched a Rumble video hosted by a CrossFit guy named Thor who failed out of chiropractic school. The more isolated she got from actual science, the more embedded she became in the world of Instagram quackery, pseudoscience podcasts, and MLM grifts. My cousin lost friends, including both his high school best friend and the best man at his wedding. He was estranged from his parents, his mom is a nurse, for a decade over it. But she gained her truth and her downline, all while spending and probably losing my cousin's hard-earned money, at least if she's like 99% of MLM people. RFK Jr., worms, heroin, and the end of public health. Let's talk about the man behind this movement, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., now the head of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under the Project 2025 administration, has falsely claimed vaccines cause autism, 13, compared vaccine mandates to the Holocaust, 13, argued that SSRIs should be banned because they're addictive, despite having a decades-long opioid addiction himself, 13, dash. Hosted a literal brainworm that reportedly damaged part of his brain, 13. Honestly, it tracks. This is the guy overseeing the CDC. Under Project 2025, federal funding for vaccine development, scientific research, and public health infrastructure is being slashed. Medical policy is being dictated by people who think detox foot pads are a viable therapy, 13. This is what happens when you give a flat earther the launch codes. The anti-vax empire. Built on grift and graves. This movement didn't come from nowhere. It started in the 1800s, with people claiming that vaccines were unclean, unchristian, or a government plot. Back then, they used leaflets. Now, it's Instagram and Substack, 13. In 1998, disgraced British doctor Andrew Wakefield published a study falsely linking the MMR vaccine to autism. It was retracted, debunked, and he lost his license. But the myth spread, 13. Fast forward to COVID-19. The anti-vax movement exploded. Claims of microchips, 5G mind control, and depopulation plans ran rampant online. Studies show vaccine trust in the U.S. dropped from 77% to 71% between 2021 and 2023. And now, measles, mumps, and whooping cough are back with a vengeance. In Texas alone, the 2025 measles outbreak has spread to New Mexico and Oklahoma. One adult in New Mexico has died, and hospitals are bracing for more, 16. This is what happens when we let YouTube dictate public health. The future looks dumber. Picture 2030 under Project 2025, school vaccination mandates gone. Public health officials replaced with wellness influencers. Polio in playgrounds. RFK Jr. banning antidepressants while endorsing bee venom therapy. Children dead from treatable diseases while their parents post turmeric smoothie recipes. You think I'm being dramatic? A child just died from measles. And her parents went on a live stream to tell you it was fine. That's not hyperbole. That's where we are. Final word. This is no longer just a fringe problem. This is a national security threat. Anti-vax ideology is eroding the very foundation of modern medicine, one essential oil-laced delusion at a time. You don't get to call yourself a critical thinker while believing colloidal silver cures viruses but vaccines don't. You're not doing your research if you think VAERS is a conspiracy and raw milk is a miracle drug. A child is dead, and instead of regret, we got hashtags. Stop the grift. Stop the rot. Vaccinate your damn kids.